Henry Cavill is back, and not just as a lead actor, but reportedly with full creative control over the highly anticipated Warhammer Amazon series. What did he have to fight Amazon on? Is the studio finally letting him create the faithful Warhammer adaptation fans have been craving, or are there still hidden struggles in the background? In today's video, we're diving into shocking updates about Amazon's demands, the intense battles over creative direction, and what it all means for the future of this massive universe. Stick around to find out if Cavill's vision is the breakthrough fans are hoping for, or if he's still battling Amazon to protect the franchise. It seems the Warhammer live-action series is far from over, despite earlier rumors of cancellation due to creative conflicts. For months, the silence around this Amazon project led many fans to believe that issues between Henry Cavill and Amazon might have put an end to the show. But a new report is setting the record straight, revealing that things are not only still in progress, but moving forward with some exciting developments. In today's update, we'll dive deep into what this means for the Warhammer series, Amazon's role in the production, and the high-stakes demands they've made of Cavill. Plus, we'll discuss whether Amazon's grand plans for the Warhammer universe are actually a good move. This report comes from Dead Park Plays, who shared that Cavill's Warhammer 40,000 project is indeed still alive, despite previous setbacks. According to this update, the behind-the-scenes negotiations have been intense. Amazon, Henry Cavill, and Games Workshop had a deadline to settle their creative disputes by the end of this year. Failure to do so would have meant shelving not just the series but any future Warhammer universe plans. However, with this report, we know that there's still hope and even potential for something epic. Let's break down exactly what this means for the show and what fans can look forward to if everything falls into place. It seems that a breakthrough has finally been made in the ongoing negotiations, and it's all thanks to Henry Cavill's determination. A lifelong Warhammer enthusiast, Cavill fought hard to ensure this series got the green light, even challenging Amazon executives when necessary. His passion goes beyond just acting. He truly wants to share the vast Warhammer universe with a broader audience, especially those who may not be familiar with it. Cavill sees massive potential for Warhammer to become a cultural phenomenon on the scale of Star Wars if handled with care and authenticity. For Warhammer fans, Cavill's involvement is a beacon of hope. They know he's deeply committed to staying true to the source material, pushing for quality and authenticity in a way that many adaptations often overlook. If this project lives up to its potential, it will likely be because of Cavill's relentless pursuit of a faithful and well-executed adaptation. However, there's still a lingering concern Amazon's track record with beloved franchises. Fans of Tolkien's works remember all too well how Amazon's Rings of Power series handled the Lord of the Rings lore. Rather than staying true to Tolkien's original vision, Amazon took considerable creative liberties, rewriting characters and storylines to suit their own vision. The result was disappointing for many Tolkien fans, who felt the adaptation didn't respect the source material. When fans voiced their concerns, Amazon dismissed them, creating a rift with the audience. This history understandably worries Warhammer fans, but with Cavill advocating for the project, there's hope that this time, Amazon might take a different approach. Cavill's commitment could make all the difference, pushing Amazon to respect Warhammer's rich lore and deliver an adaptation that fans can rally behind. Amazon's past response to fan criticism has been problematic, especially with the Rings of Power, where they not only deviated significantly from Tolkien's work, but also blamed fans when they voiced their dissatisfaction. Now, Warhammer fans are understandably cautious, wondering if they can trust the same studio to handle this new adaptation faithfully. However, there is a key difference with the Warhammer project this time. A genuine fan of the source material is deeply involved. Henry Cavill isn't just acting in the series, he's also serving as its producer. Unlike Rings of Power, where the creators didn't share the same passion for the lore, Cavill is known for his respect for Warhammer's intricate universe, and he's reportedly committed to staying true to its original spirit. Given his dedication, it's unlikely he'd let Amazon make drastic changes that would stray from the lore. One major hurdle has been Amazon's DEI diversity, equity and inclusion requirements, which are corporate guidelines designed to ensure a level of representation in each project. According to these guidelines, Amazon mandates that each of its shows meets specific quotas such as a minimum percentage of female characters, people of color, and LGBTQ representation, as well as characters with disabilities. While these goals aim to foster inclusivity, they can pose creative limitations, especially for adaptations with established storylines and characters. Cavill has reportedly stood his ground, prioritizing the authenticity of the Warhammer universe over adhering strictly to these requirements, which initially led to tension between him and Amazon. This situation illustrates the creative balancing act at play. On one side, there's the importance of inclusivity in modern media. On the other, there's Cavill's commitment to Warhammer's established lore. By stepping in as a producer, Cavill is striving to maintain this balance, working to ensure the show respects its roots while navigating Amazon's expectations. The challenges around adapting Warhammer for TV are steep, especially considering Amazon's strict DI guidelines and the franchise's nature. Warhammer is, at its core, a gritty, war-driven universe with a predominantly male cast, which makes fulfilling a 50% female character and dialogue quota particularly challenging. Henry Cavill, recognizing this, initially resisted the guidelines that seemed to clash with the lore. However, he eventually proposed a creative solution to include Amazon's required representation without sacrificing authenticity. His idea was to feature established female factions from the Warhammer universe, the Sisters of Silence and the Sisters of Battle, two iconic all-female groups within the lore. Despite this thoughtful approach, Amazon reportedly rejected the idea. They argued that the Sisters of Battle were too religious, and the Sisters of Silence, who are known for their vow of silence, wouldn't contribute much to female dialogue. To work around this, Amazon suggested adding female custodians to an otherwise all-male faction, which would have required a significant retcon of the original lore. This proposal was a breaking point for Cavill, who is passionate about remaining true to Warhammer's origins, resulting in a period of stalled production. Now, with updates indicating that the project is back on track, it seems likely that Amazon may have shifted their stance. Cavill's well-known commitment to creative integrity, as demonstrated by his departure from The Witcher over similar issues, suggests that he would only agree to move forward if the vision for the show aligns with his standards. This could mean that Amazon has made concessions to honor Warhammer's lore, which would not only retain Cavill's support, but also reassure fans eagerly awaiting an authentic adaptation. If this adaptation were canceled, Amazon would stand to lose a substantial investment, making it clear they ultimately decided to meet Henry Cavill's demands for an authentic Warhammer series. With production moving forward, it seems Cavill has successfully secured a chance to bring a true-to-lore adaptation to life, a big win for dedicated fans of the franchise. Now, while the prospect of this show excites many fans, I have some reservations not about Cavill's ability to honor the lore, but rather about the budget. This project would demand an unprecedented scale, and that level of authenticity would require an astronomical budget to match. Unlike other fantasy series like Game of Thrones, Stranger Things, or even the immensely costly Rings of Power, which can leverage real-world locations, Warhammer exists in a vast, intricate sci-fi universe with massive spacecraft, monstrous creatures, and towering 10-foot superhuman warriors like the Custodians. Capturing the scale and detail of this universe in a TV show format would require groundbreaking sets, elaborate costumes, and CGI that would exceed anything we've seen in TV before. Producing a Warhammer series that does justice to its scope would likely make it the most expensive show ever created, by far. This isn't just a higher-than-average budget, it's a commitment to groundbreaking production design, complex visual effects, and meticulous world-building on a galactic scale. For fans, this is exciting but also a risky proposition. Will Amazon invest enough to pull off such an ambitious project? Only time will tell. Even with the most talented writers, translating the vast Warhammer universe into a live-action TV series could be a tall order. Some of the priciest shows out there, like Disney's live-action Star Wars series, still struggle with looking like fan productions, often resorting to familiar desert or forest settings. They might spend millions, but the finished product can still feel visually limited. Now, I know some fans may disagree, but I think Warhammer could work best as a movie or a high-quality animated series, with live action, especially on TV. Maintaining the quality needed to match Warhammer's scale would be nearly impossible without an astronomical budget. Animation, on the other hand, could bring that scale to life in a way that live action can't. Amazon already proved they can do animation justice with Invincible, bringing a complex comic world to life in a 2D animated series. They knew a live-action adaptation might look cheap or awkward, so they opted for animation instead, and it paid off. And Invincible's first season has received high praise, showing that animation can be an excellent medium for expansive worlds that would otherwise be too costly in live action. or Amazon could explore the path of 3D animation. Disney's Clone Wars series showcased this well, but a standout example would be Netflix's Arcane. The visuals in Arcane aren't just stunning, they elevate the story, the characters are well-crafted, and the plot is deeply engaging. The high-quality animation offered the freedom to create vivid settings, complex characters, and visually stunning action scenes, which is precisely what Warhammer would need. Then there's the outstanding soundtrack, the top-notch voice acting, and, most importantly, the action and animation that make this show stand out. The animation in Arcane feels like something straight out of a big-budget animated movie, yet it's part of a TV show, which still blows my mind. The action scenes are absolutely breathtaking, fast-paced, brutal, and with some of the best choreography I've seen. They push boundaries with a few elements that would be impossible to execute in live action. Because it's animated, the show can portray anything they imagine, no matter how outrageous or large-scale, and without the constraints of a live-action budget. In live-action, such scenes would have been prohibitively expensive or simply unfeasible. But with Arcane, the animation allowed for that freedom without affecting the show's budget. If you haven't watched Arcane yet, do yourself a favor and check it out. It's currently my favorite show of all time, and I expect it to stay that way as long as season 2 maintains the same level of quality. With the new season just dropping, I'll be obsessing over it for a while. Given all the advantages animation offers, I truly hope Amazon takes the animated route with Warhammer. Whether in 2D or even better, 3D animation, it's a more cost-effective approach, it looks incredible, and it would give them the creative freedom to portray anything they want. This is especially crucial for a Warhammer adaptation, which requires depicting large, intricate worlds and intense action. I genuinely believe Henry Cavill could deliver an incredible show. I have faith in him. If anyone should helm a Warhammer adaptation, it should be a passionate fan, and there's no one more dedicated than Henry in all of Hollywood. But choosing the animated route would have had a lot more benefits. Plus, Henry could still be involved in the show, perhaps even as a voice actor, which would be awesome. Honestly, I think I would have preferred that direction. But now I want to know what you think. Are you excited about the Amazon Warhammer show? If you enjoyed the video, please consider leaving a comment down below, hitting the like button, and most importantly, subscribing to the channel. Your support means a lot. Thanks so much.